All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show. We are bemoaning the fact that REO is now RIP, so we'll be playing REO today to as they drift off into the sunset because they can't get along. All right, we love our local players around here. Kids in high school who excel, that go to the next level. We love that. When they go to the NFL, we love that even more. But right now, we're all on board of one young man that went to NBA, and his father joins us now. It is Rod Reed. His son is Marcel Reed, the quarterback at Texas A&M, who was just named SEC Freshman of the Year for his game last week against Florida. And Coach Reed joins us now. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you? Good to hear from you, brother.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. You know, we love you, man. Let's first talk about Marcel and the award. I mean, you know the hard work. I've seen the video. We've talked to you for years about the hard work this young man puts in. How rewarding is it that he was recognized with that, Coach?
Man, it's extremely rewarding, man. Just to watch his dreams kind of come to fruition. He works really hard at it. He loves to train. And I just think that you know, the best is yet to come.
How have you kept him even balanced? Because we read things about, you know, kids, you know, they're not happy here, they're not happy there, and all that young man, I followed him, has never complained one time. How do you keep him balanced, Coach?
Well, I mean, it just goes back to kind of family values, man. You know better than anybody else. You got to, you know deposit, no return. If you don't put nothing in the bank, you ain't getting nothing out of the bank. You know, just things like that. And Marcel is you know, one of the biggest compliments that I get on Marcel all the time when I talk to people about him, they say he's even a better person than he is a player. And to me, that's the biggest compliment you can get for your child.
He a great game against Florida. Do you talk to him before games, or what's the process now? Because, you know, you're a coach, he's a quarterback, but you're his father, he's your son. What's the balance of not coaching him when he's got great coaches around him?
Well, you know, the old adage is you're only as good as your last game, and I try to keep him grounded that way. But we do talk, not so much about football, just about, you know, life. And, you know, one of the things I texted him, Saturday morning was, you know, trust your training, trust your coaching, you know, trust your preparation. And when all else fails, run, you know. I try to send him an encouraging word pretty much every day, and just to let him know that, you know, he's on my mind. And, you know, I talk to him pretty much probably 3 or 4 times a week, you know, after practice, just see how it went. And my first question is, do you have any turnovers today? I think he knows the value of protecting the football, and hopefully he'll continue on that trajectory in doing so, you know, not turning over the football. And, you know, right now, while he's in the position that he's in, his job is to kind of move the chains. And, you know, when Wigman gets well, you know, we'll figure all that out. That's not his decision to make. That's not my decision to make. All he can do is play the cards that's dealt him and go out there and perform at a high level.
Oh, amen with all that. We're talking to Rod Reed. His son Marcel is a starting quarterback at Texas A&M. Went to NBA and does such a great job. All right, Coach, you know, when you were on the field, it's different. You're involved in the game. You get everything that's going on. You're the CEO of the football team. Now that you're in the stands watching your son play, what are the emotions? Because I'm going to tell you, if I put an Apple Watch on you and your wife, your heart rate would probably be around 200 beats a minute. What's it like watching your boy on the field like that?
My heart rate is much higher than my wife. Man, I was shivering up there. I'm telling you, my hands were shaking, and you know, you're on the edge of your seat every play when he's out there, and you know, just to watch him, you know, execute and compete, it was really exciting. But it is nerve wracking. I can tell you, I don't have any fingernails right now, so just if that tells you anything.
You know, you go. He signs with A&M. Jimbo's there. Jimbo gets let go. New coach staff comes in. What was the concern for you as a father for your son when a whole new staff comes in?
Well, you know, with him being so young, it wasn't as much as a concern, especially knowing the offense that Coach Klein was bringing. But we had an opportunity to talk to the coaching staff. And actually, when they got the job, Coach Klein was down here recruiting. And we stopped at a restaurant. We talked. And I felt comfortable with Coach Klein. And, you know, my conversation with Coach Elko just about being able to compete and for the job, you know, went very well. So I thought that it'd still be a good situation there. Marcel loves it down there in College Station, and you know, all of my family. I'm originally from Texas, so my mom and my sisters and my aunts and uncles, all of them live in the Dallas area, which is a couple of hours away. So we were pretty comfortable with him staying and competing.
What is you are from Texas, and so what's it like to have your son, you know, as of right now, the starting quarterback at Texas A&M, and you talk about all your family down in Texas. I mean, I can't even imagine the feeling that is for you and your family.
Man, it's great. It's great. You know, especially after, you know, we saw, you know, the bowl game that he had. You know, he's kind of thrust into playing at the bowl game, and he ended up having a huge bowl game. And I think at that point he figured out that he could do this and really compete at a high level. And, you know, it raised my comfort level a little bit with the maturity that he played with, and hopefully he can continue to you know, play with that same maturity and protect the football and move the chains when he's called upon.
Coach, with you, we're talking to Coach Rod Reed, former head coach at TSU. His son Marcel plays at Texas A&M. I hope the answer to this is yes, but is coaching still in your future?
You know, I don't know. I think right now with Marcel where he is, you know, my daughter Bria is at the University of Missouri. She's the assistant director of on-campus recruiting there.
Whoa.
At Missouri. So, you know, my wife will be going to Mizzou this week. I'm going to Texas this week. So we kind of splitting up a little bit there. But at some point that may be an option, probably in more of an analyst role with where Marcel is right now. I'm really happy with what I'm doing right now over at Tennessee State and the College of Ag, you know, as a director over here. We've done some really good things with some private industry people and, you know, raising money for students and things of that nature. So there's no rush, but, you know, if the right opportunity came along, definitely we'll look to give it a serious look.
All right, well, that's good then. You got then your future like that. I couldn't imagine, you know, because, you know, had you stayed a head coach and then your boys playing on Saturday, I mean, that would just like, how do you deal with that when you want to watch your kid play, but yet you got your own football team? That's something I was like, oh, man, because what's the coach at UT Martin? He's got to do that with his son, right, Simpson?
Yeah, man, I think Jason catches a bunch of red eyes, man, on if he has the opportunity. If they play at 11 and they play at 7, you know, I would imagine that's a hustle for him. But it's a blessing to be able to go to College Station, you know, go on the road like we did last week down to Gainesville to be able to see him play and just kind of get your eyes and hands on him for a few minutes, and it's truly been a blessing.
Well, I love it. Coach, I know you're busy. Thank you for your time. You know we love you and your family. Thank you for everything, and we are just so proud of Marcel, and it was great hearing Herb Street talk about him on College Game Day Saturday. So well-deserved, because that's a young man who's earned everything he's gotten, Coach. So thank you for your time.
All right, thank you so much for having me, man.
All right, Coach Rod Reed, friend of the show, man. I just acknowledge it's great with him and having your son on that level. Amazing. Thanks, Coach, for joining us right there. All right, we'll come back. We're going to tell you up next why stats and all you analytic nerds, you can just sit this one out. Why, and don't look at me, Dr. Crane, because, you know, I don't like analytics. Why stats don't matter in sports. They don't matter. I'm going to tell you why. That's next. This is The People Show, brought to you by the Omni National Hotel, the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.